Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to you from the corridor in the courthouse. In just a few moments, we will enter the courtroom for today's case of Order in the Court.
Please assist the lady.
Thank you. Crutches can often be quite an inconvenience.
Won't you please sit here?
Thank you.
Now, my dear, why have you come here?
Well, Your Honor, why does anyone come here?
You're unhappy?
Yes.
Your injury?
Yes, Your Honor. I've been crippled like this ever since I was 3 years old. I was hit by an automobile. My parents gave me all the medical attention they could and then were advised to take me out west. So we moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico. They thought the sun and the climate would help. Well, I enjoyed living there. We had a nice little home out in the desert, and our nearest neighbors were a very aristocratic family named Flan. That is, there were only two of the family left, Mrs. Flan and her grandson, Paul. Paul was about 15 when we went there, and he took quite an interest in me and was very kind to me. I, needless to say, was devoted to him. Well, naturally, we grew older, all of us. And then one day, I was 18. Paul had been in the East for 2 months, and of course, I was anxiously waiting for him to come home. He'd encouraged me to learn to play the guitar, and well, I was playing out in the garden back of our house when Father came through on his way back from Albuquerque.
Well, that was beautiful, my darling.
You eavesdropper, you.
Eavesdropper? One can't eavesdrop unless someone is talking.
And how do you know I wasn't talking?
To Estrellita?
Why not? Haven't you ever talked to the stars?
And what were you telling the little star?
Some very lovely things, little secrets that cynical old men like you wouldn't understand. Do you think Paul will notice any difference? I mean, in the way I play?
Of course he will.
I wonder. After all, I don't suppose I could have improved much in 2 months.
But indeed you have.
Well, no one can say I haven't worked. It'll be fun seeing tomorrow whether Paul does notice any difference.
Well, you'll see. Where's your mother, dear?
In the library, I think. At least she said she wanted to write some letters.
All right, now, don't stay in the sun too long.
I shan't.
And call me if you want me to help you in.
I shall.
You were going to write some letters.
I'd intended to.
What's the matter, dear?
Mrs. Flan was just here.
Oh.
Paul got back this morning. He's going to be married next week.
Not really?
Yes, some girl he met while he was east.
I see. Well, after all, it shouldn't be so very surprising.
I know.
Dora, I take it, doesn't know.
Mrs. Flan just left not more than 5 minutes ago. Oh, how do you think she'll take it?
Well, how else can she take it?
I know, but she's always idolized him so.
Yes, that's true. Oh, but after all, Dora's only a child. Paul's a grown man.
I wonder. I mean, I wonder if to her it is just a child's adoration. Oh, we should have explained it to her. That she can never expect what other girls can expect. That she'll never be... Oh...
I think she knows.
Then how can she always be so cheerful? How can she be so gay and lovely?
I don't really believe she's ever had any idea that someday Paul might want to marry her.
Still, well, perhaps you're right. Perhaps I'm imagining things.
Oh, who is the girl Paul's marrying?
Her name is Lolita Clay. She's from Connecticut, Hartford. Mrs. Flan hates her thoroughly. Oh, I pity this girl, George. She doesn't know what she's letting herself in for, coming here to live in the house with that woman. She doesn't realize it, but she's robbing a nest.
Oh, now, dear, it can't be that bad.
Well, all I know is that I positively dislike Miss Flan today. You could almost feel, well, the claws. Oh, I know that isn't kind of me to talk like that, but...
Shh, I think I hear her.
George, you tell her.
All right, dear.
Mother, what do you think? Pancho just told me that Paul's back.
Why, yes, dear, your mother just heard.
Well, Pancho said he'd drive me over, but I'll be back in plenty of time for dinner.
Well, yes, Dora, but first...
I can't stay long, and Pancho's waiting. I'm coming, Pancho.
Yes, but Dora...
I have an hour, darlings, and I'll be back.
Oh, we should have told her.
I know, but somehow I... Oh, well, maybe it's better this way. Well, look who's here. It's the kid herself.
Why don't you tell a fella when you come home a day ahead of time?
Well, believe it or not, Monkey, I was coming over to see you right after dinner.
Right after dinner tomorrow, maybe.
No, honest. Here, I'll take that. Now, let's sit down. Come on. There we are. A Pancho, scram around to the back and tell Juan to rush out a couple of lemonades to the patio.
Mm.
And maybe a jigger of cactus juice in mine.
You old sot.
Sot? Nothing. Got to celebrate. So you brought the guitar along. How's it going?
Oh, so-so. Did you hear some good tunes in the East?
Oh, I brought you back a whole stack of stuff.
You darling.
You heard the news yet?
What news? That Hoover was elected?
No, the news about me.
Were you arrested?
Me arrested? Don't be silly. No, the news about the big wedding.
Wedding?
Sure. A week from tomorrow in Hartford, Connecticut. Mr. Paul Flan and Miss Lolita Clay.
You're joking.
No, honest. Gosh, I wish you could be there and be a... Well, you know, give me some moral support. You're going to love her, kid. She is the most beautiful, the loveliest, the sweetest. Well, you got any good adjectives I could use?
The luckiest.
Oh, baloney. I'm the lucky one. You'll understand why when you meet her. And listen, kid. Confidentially, I'm going to need your help. Granny, she no like. She's a ginnet.
But why, Paul?
Oh, you know how grandparents are. Granny's got an idea she's going to be a washout. She just doesn't respect my judgment. Oh, not that she's really brutal about it all, but just hasn't set so good with her. So you'll have to help me out. Can I count on you?
Yes, Paul, of course.
Now, you and she ought to hit it off great together. And Lord, after all, she's not much older than you, huh? She's only 22. Wait. Here's a picture of her.
She is lovely, Paul.
Well, look at it, Monkey.
I see it.
Here, what's the matter?
I guess my crutch hit a pebble when I got out of the car and I got a little twist.
Oh, gee, that's a shame, kid. Hurt much?
No, it's all right, but I think maybe I'd better get on back home.
And I don't get to hear you play the old guitar?
Tomorrow, how's that?
Sure. I'll run over sometime tomorrow.
Congratulations, Paul.
Thanks, kid. You're one in a million, youngster.
You're back, George.
Yes. She's still in her room.
Yes. She's been there ever since dinner. Just playing that one song over and over. It's just about broken her heart.
Well, she was pretty game at dinner.
But she ate scarcely anything. A and then went upstairs immediately. That isn't the way she's been playing, Astrolito.
No, I know it isn't.
Oh, she's sobbing her heart out.
Don't you think maybe you'd better go up and see?
All right.
I'll be all right, Mother, honestly. And I am happy that Ethan Lawson is going to be married.
Oh, my darling.
I'll just miss him. He won't have much time to tease me anymore.
No.
Don't let Father know I'm being so silly. He still thinks I wear my hair in pigtails. And I know, Mother. I know I'll never marry.
Oh, Dora.
I've understood, even though you've never said anything. But it's all right. And once I get over this silly little spell, I'll never have another one. Never. I mean it, Mother.
Good morning, Dora.
Good morning. It's a perfectly heavenly morning. Where is everybody? Lolita and Paul, I mean.
Paul went into the bank. Lolita's in the sunroom knitting.
Another one?
Apparently.
That child won't know what to do with all those clothes. Good heavens, Granny. I haven't shocked you, have I?
Oh, of course you haven't, my dear.
Then why did you frown?
Well, I didn't know that I did. But I can't help but feel that Lolita's devoting too large a share of her time and thoughts to her prospective child. Paul might just as well be a servant around the house.
Oh, Granny, that isn't true. She worships Paul. And Paul worships her.
Yes, I know he does.
As a matter of fact, I'd say that theirs is just about the most perfect marriage that ever was.
You're still very young, Dora.
Yes, I know I am. But not that young, Granny.
Well, possibly not. Lolita will be glad to see you.
Well, I brought my knitting needles along. Maybe I can help her.
You darling.
Hello, Lolita.
You must have known I was dying of lonesomeness.
Really?
Paul had to go into the bank. So here I am with the inevitable knitting. There now. Are you comfy?
Well, thanks.
Can I have Rosita bring you lemonade?
No, thanks, Lolita. Let's see the tiny garment. Such speed, darling. How do you do it?
Anger, Dodie. I lost my temper.
Nonsense.
I did. Granny again. If I ever thought I'd grow into a parent or a grandparent like that, I... Oh, no. And Granny can be so sweet and lovely and gracious. Dear, I know she's so very old. I don't believe I want to live to be that old, Dodie, honestly. Of course, I can't talk to Paul about it. And I know he senses it. And I know he tries his best to make Granny like me.
She really loves you, Lisa.
Like she'd love to lose a leg, she does. Oh, darling, forgive me.
For what? If you ever start pitying me, I'll stick pins in you 20 feet long.
And welcome, darling. I guess I'm just a little on edge this morning. And I know I mustn't let myself be. Take Paul's guitar there and play something for me, will you? You're better than all the doctors in the world, Dodie.
What shall I play?
I'll leave it to the doctor. Paul, you're back.
You're darn tootin' I'm back. Hi, kid.
Hi, fella.
Hello, sweetness and beauty and light.
I'm so glad you're back, Paul.
It seems like I've been away for centuries.
Thousands of centuries.
Millions. My darling, you feeling all right?
Grand. The doctor here's been playing sweet tunes.
Yeah? Well, what'd you stop for, kid? Why not an accompaniment for the lover's return to his languishing bride, huh?
Well, let's see. Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'll one of your ears. I'll fix you, you monkey.
Monkey's bite.
Not your kind. Now behave yourself. You know something, Lisa?
What?
This kid's getting too wise. Too fresh.
Is that so?
You're darn right. You gotta quit growing up, kid. You'll be a lady if you're not careful.
I beg your pardon, sir.
And make him beg yours, Toady.
Oh. Okay, kid. On my humble knees, I beg your pardon, lady. Lady Dora, how's that?
Terrible. You look terrible on your knees.
Well, no worse than standing up. What do you say we three shoot a few hands of rummy, okay?
All right, suits me.
Swell. I'll go get the cards.
Just phoned from the hospital, dear. Lisa wants to see you. I'll get your coat and hat.
Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a boy.
Oh, how happy that must have made her.
Mother, he didn't. The baby's perfectly well and sound, but Lisa's quite ill.
Oh, Mother.
Here, dear. Here's your hat. Pancho has the car waiting out front.
Not yet. He's a darling, of course. I wish I could stay with him. But you will, Dirty. You will.
I think you'd better step outside, my dear, and ask her husband to come in.
Yes, Doctor. Oh, nurse. Yes? Dr. Norris told me if I'd come in here, I could see Mrs. Flan's little baby.
Oh, yes. All right. Just a moment, please.
Thank you. Yes. Here he is.
Would you like to hold him?
Oh, may I?
Of course.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, here. Here, hold my arm. You won't fall.
I guess I forgot I had a crutch.
Yeah, well, it's all right, my dear. There. There you are. Now.
Suppose I'd let him fall.
Well, you didn't. Now you can hold him.
He's so tiny, so lovely.
A nurse.
Yes, doctor.
Will you phone the supervisor, please? Ask her to come to 486.
Yes, doctor. Mrs. Flondon.
Yes. She died.
Oh.
My dear.
I won't let him fall. I won't let him fall.
I don't see why you say that, Granny. I don't know what I'd done this last year without Dora.
Well, I'm not saying, Paul, that she hasn't been extremely helpful. But don't you think, now that the boy's a year old, that any outside care and attention he gets is, just a little dangerous? Far be it for me to advise you, my boy, but we Flans have never asked favors of people.
No. No, we haven't.
I know you think I'm too old to look after Ronnie, but I'm not, Paul. And he loves me. It's something I can sense. Whenever I take him in my arms. I wish you'd trust my judgment just this once, won't you?
You have made me see it differently, Granny.
Paul,
I mean that.
It's you. It's our family I'm thinking about.
I know. Will you excuse me, Granny? I think I'll go for a walk. I'd like to think I'd live.
Yes, Paul, and I think it's time you thought.
It's been a long time, Paul, since you've been over here to see us. But then I'm over at your place so much.
I'll never be able to thank you, Dora.
You think I want thanks?
No, of course not.
Are you worried, fella?
Yes.
Want to tell a guy why?
I think I need a translator.
Greek, Italian, or German?
Someone who can put thoughts, feelings into words without their sounding sappy.
I'm afraid I'm not qualified, Paul.
What was it you used to say when you couldn't find words? Ask the stars?
I was always rather silly.
Then silliness is the loveliest thing in life. Dora.
Yes, Paul?
It wouldn't seem right. At least somehow I don't think it would to use the word love. But I need you, Dora. Ronnie and I both need you.
Paul.
Granny and I were talking this afternoon, Dora. She didn't know it. But she made me realize how much I need you. How much we need you. I don't want her to influence Ronnie.
No, I'm trying to find words, Paul.
Your stars help me. Dora, I wish I could say
please,
I...
Paul.
Because I do. And I think she understands. I loved her.
Of course you did.
And now, well, you and I were always sort of...
Sure, fella. Oh,
kid, I need you. Will you marry me, please? Where's the chin? Up, kid, please.
Yes.
You will marry me? It only takes one word. Yes or no. Ask them.
Paul...
Dora, you won't think I'm presumptuous, will you? But I have lived longer than you. You and Paul have been married for 5 years. And in those 5 years, she's taking him away from you, Dora. Taking the boy and taking Paul. Oh, you know as well as I do. Don't let her, Dora. Stop her, even if you have to go to Paul.
I'll never say anything to Paul, Mother.
But Paul has common sense, Dora.
I used to think I had, too.
And you have, darling.
Well, I won't go to Paul, Mother. Any more than I'd want anybody to come to me and say things about you. Alita felt the same way. She had the same battle. And, well, it isn't Paul's fault, and I've no right to ask anything of him.
Not even for the sake of his boy?
Not even that, Mother. So please, this is my affair.
Yes, Dora.
So what do you think this beautiful princess did, Ronnie?
What, Granny?
She said, I'll get even with that wicked old stepmother. I'll get even with her if it's the last thing I ever do.
I don't blame her.
And so what do you think she did?
I hope she killed her.
Oh, Ronnie.
Well, stepmothers are always wicked. Or most always.
Well, in this case... Oh, Dora.
Yes, Granny. I wasn't trying to eavesdrop. Ronnie, why don't you run outside and play for a little while?
But Granny's telling me a story.
It is not a nice story she's telling you.
It is so.
No.
The entire world has accepted Grimm's fairy stories, Dora.
When they're properly told, yes.
You mean to imply that I didn't tell it correctly?
We understand each other, Granny.
You're saying that I told my grandson a lie.
You're trying to make him believe one.
You can't say that about my grandmother. She didn't tell a lie. That stepmother was wicked. All stepmothers are. And when they're crippled, they're even worse.
Ronnie.
Well, all right. It's true. You aren't my mother. So don't you go saying things about Granny. You cripple.
Ronnie, go get your father.
Yes, Granny.
Oh, Father.
Dora.
Oh. Dora. Dora, darling.
It's all right, Paul.
Oh, kid, what happened?
My crutch slipped and I fell.
Dodie.
It's always slipping at the wrong moment.
I think you'd better call Dr. Grove, Paul.
No, please, I'm all right.
But, my darling...
Please, Paul, it's all right.
She isn't all right, Granny. Call Dr. Grove.
Your Honor, they did call the doctor. I was in bed for a month. You see, Ronnie had kicked the crutch out from under me. Not that I blame him. It wasn't his fault. But Granny has never told the truth, and I can't go to Paul and tell him. If I were a healthy, normal wife, perhaps I would. I think I would. But under the circumstances, well, I don't want him to think I'm trying to turn him against his family. Surely he's seen. And, well, I haven't any right to ask anything of him. I do need advice so badly. The average person probably would know what to do. But I don't.
Mrs. Frong, go to your husband. Tell him. Explain everything. He'll understand because he loves you. He'll find a way for you and he and your stepson must travel to attain your greatest happiness on earth.
We are once again talking to you from the corridor as the courtroom is emptying. We hope that you'll join with us again when we return for the next session of Order in the Court.